This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I think some of the discourse around Evan Mobley coming off the Pacers loss has completely missed the point of how far that guy jumped this year. And I think that he's never been closer to the fact that I think he's really close to breaking through yet another level.
So you think that this is just, anyways, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just trying to get your perspective on it. You think that this is the year, this growth this year just signals the next year and the year after is just going to be, I don't know, significant jumps?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's missed in a lot of the playoff struggles in the Indiana series was just how good statistically he held up. I think across the playoffs on almost, I think it's 4 attempts per game from three, he shot like 42%. You add to it, he was dominant in, he was dominant rebounding wise across the playoffs. Like if you look at all the metrics of how he actually played in the playoffs and even, I think he scored 17 points per game in 8 games in the playoffs. And that was on, it was on less than 11 field goal attempts per game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's you extrapolate that to him getting 15, 16, 17, 18 field goal attempts a game, and you are talking about a guy who is scoring 25, 26, 27 points a game. And to me, that's not on Evan. Like, okay, it's not entirely on Evan. You've got to find a way in which that ball flows to him more freely, and he's getting that ball more early. And I think this guy is one less high usage guy around him from averaging exactly what you want him to average in the playoffs.
I mean, this is the bet that the Cavs are making. I thought that Kobe Altman made it abundantly clear that the bet is on Evan Mobley's growth, and that's where this team is going to get significantly better if it takes a jump next year.
But I think I don't love the way that the Cavs have kind of put it on Evan. Yes, he's got to continue to bring the tiger out of the cage, as it were. He's got to continue to call for the ball. You've also got to make sure there's actually a ball for him to get. And I think I continue to call back to how frustrating the Pacers series was late in that series with Evan. When he touched the ball, he was commanding. He was driving. He was, you know, taking that open three when he would get it and in making them more often than not. And then only for the guards to fall back on their bad habits.
Well, game five, and I've picked apart game five a million times because it's bothered me so much. The two guards go 5 of 21 in the first half. Meanwhile, Mobley's the only one that seems like he can do anything on the court. And then you go to the second half of that game, and you had that 8-minute stretch where no one scored in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, the final 13 possessions all belong to Donovan. And you're like, what happened? How can you be so in command and so obviously the answer, and then it just turned around in the second half? And I don't put this on Mobley, by the way, but it so obviously wasn't what we saw in that first half of basketball.
So I think to me, like Jake posed a really interesting question in the pre-show, which is What makes you optimistic about Evan's future? And I can understand that the frustration is, well, he's not Tim Duncan yet. He's not player. He's not Kevin Garnett yet. Totally get that. But I think you're focusing on the wrong half of the iceberg. Yep. You're focusing on what he hasn't been yet and not focused on how far he's come. And I think the solution's right there. It's, do the Cavs have the brass set to take it? Do the Cavs have the brass set to say two high usage guards are going to continue to get in the way of his offensive development?
Unfortunately, I look at it more kind of like how I look at NFL quarterbacks sometimes. Yeah. There's every now and then you get a Jaden Daniels. Every now and then you get a quarterback that year one, year two, they pop off and everything's great. More times than not, though, you get Russell Wilson where it's year three to year four, and that's when they have a massive jump forward and they continue to grow from that. Dak Prescott was the same way. Dak had a year three to year four jump. And I think it's just going to be a time thing. And I hate that that's my answer because it's very close to what Kobe Altman is telling us. But look at like Giannis, for instance. Giannis, he started getting all the MVP votes and really forcing himself into the MVP conversations 6 years into this thing. Like Rome wasn't built in a day. And I hate that that's my answer, but it feels like time is the best thing Evan Mobley is going to be able to have on his side.
Well, but I think that's what next year becomes about. And I don't want to suggest that next year is about retreating. It's not. It is about repositioning. We all want the, when is Donovan going to hand the baton off to Evan? Totally fair conversation. I wonder if, given the 6 or 7 year age gap between the two, I really worry that their clocks are not on the same timetable, meaning
right.
I think Evan needs a year of being that dude on a team before we can expect him to then go do it in the playoffs. Why is that not next regular season? Well, how can you not find?
I think the Cavs are telling you it might be.
Well, but I think my point is you can't do that and run it back. If this is all about let's retool this thing about Evan, you can't continue to go to Evan and say you have to call for the ball more. That's overly simplistic. No. The ball has to naturally get to him more. That happens in a system. That happens in having a better ball movement. The complication of Darius and Donovan, it's never played out on the court. They don't do the my possession, your possession thing anymore. But Evan really is the collateral damage of having two guys that need the ball in their hands that need to score and be empowered that way.
Yeah, and so I think they're trying to balance out, though, because I'm not going to be the one to tell you that I think this offense is so broke or anything like that when they were the second best offense in NBA history. And so I think the balance that they're trying to find here is, how do you grow Evan? How do you get him to be the best version of himself while also understanding that, yeah, there is only one basketball, and Darius is going to take some shots, and Donovan's going to take some shots too, and just trying to make that all work. I mean, I think that's one thing that they're going to have to work on for next year, but it's not like the offense was broke this year.
No, so I think this is the point. I think to fix the thing long term, you might have to break it in the short term. And that's not, what I'm saying is you might take a step back next regular season. And when I say take a step back, I mean you might have to turn Darius into Desmond Bain or into Tyler Hero or a guy who at his best is not as good as Darius is his best, but if the usage numbers bear fruit, and that means more opportunities for Evan while not affecting the spacing, I think it's time. I think it's time for that. Whereas I think a lot of people are suggesting, hey, maybe it's time to consider trading Evan for Giannis, right? Let's make a move that shortens our window, but it might increase our chances of winning in the next 2 or 3 years with Donovan and Giannis or Donovan and this vet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting the opposite. I'm saying you take a step forward to truly allowing Evan, I think it's almost unfair to say, well, you need to get stronger, and we have an off season built around programs for you to make you better, and then you're still going to sit him in a situation where he's getting 4 free throw attempts per game and under 11 field goal attempts per game. That's more than half less the attempts than Giannis gets. And not to make the perfect Giannis for Evan Mobley thing, but if we're going to compare stats, yeah, the offense runs through Giannis. Giannis is the offense.
Giannis there. Is
Everything
the offense.
Goes around him.
For sure.
Evan is a sidecar for the offense. And by the way, they did a better job. They let him bring the ball up more. They got him the ball at the elbow. Like, they did things that we've called for them to do for years. Well, then that's the proof of concept. This kid is a rock star just waiting to happen. And it's right there. But you have to finally, Kobe's got to have the brass set to understand. It's not that Donovan's not a great player. It's not that Darius isn't a great player. It's nobody's fault. You're living in a world where you have an embarrassment of riches, but it's time to focus on what riches actually will work for you. And I don't see Evan being the guy that he needs to be, that he can become, that it's right there. The playoffs showed you he was ready to be the most dominant player. And every time that he got that chance to do it, it was, all right, well, we got to get back to the guards now because that's our offense.
Well, that was Donovan a lot.
As Darius a lot too, man.
Yeah, but it was Donovan a lot. And that's why I bring up the fourth quarter where the 13 possessions all went to Donovan Mitchell. Like, when Donovan became convinced the best play in that game was just getting up against somebody and then trying to draw a foul. There clearly was a lack of belief there.
And so I will agree with anyone who says, Evan's got to get stronger. Evan's got to do this. But the Cavs have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Two as well. And like I think if you try and run this thing back as constructed and then you're just expecting Evan, without more touches, without continuing to evolve the offense around him. The Warriors had to do this. They had to choose between Steph Curry and Monte Ellis. Milwaukee had to do this very early on when they thought Jabari Parker was going to be the focal point, and it was Jabari and Giannis. And then they chose correctly. They chose Giannis. And eventually had to part off.
They welcomed players into the mix, though. I mean, Dame got to Milwaukee, and he was still taking a lot of shots.
They welcomed
guys in.
But the way that happened is because it was already Giannis-centric. Like, you look at everybody else that was around there, Chris Middleton was a sapling that grew because of the output of Giannis and the development of Giannis. Brook Lopez revitalizing his career. That was a sapling that grew in the wake
Middleton,
of the
Drew Holiday. They had a lot of guys. The point is that you can still get yours. Like Donovan can get his, Darius can get his, while Evan also being able to get his as well.
I disagree. No, I don't think all three of those guys can get theirs. I think that's what this playoffs proved. And I think that's where if you expect Evan to take another jump next year without changing the circumstances, the offense doesn't run around him. He can't take the jump everybody wants if he's not getting the opportunities to do so. He's not going to get the opportunities to do so if Darius and Donovan are where they are in the offense, and you can't ask either one of those guys to take a bigger step back. You can't turn Donovan into a 16-point-per-game player just to help Evan develop. It's going to wreck his value, probably wreck his confidence, and it's not going to help you any closer to winning.
Okay, but again, if You think Evan's ready for this big, massive jump?
I think we saw it in that playoff series.
I mean, because we're talking right now 18 a game from Mobley. Giannis averages 31 a game.
Well, yeah, it's not just about points per game. It's about how it looks and how empowered a player is. Every time they gave Evan opportunities in the first four games of that series, he was chomping at the bit. And he was driving. And listen, there's some confidence stuff there that has to happen. That confidence doesn't grow without being the guy. And if the Cavs are saying to themselves right now, he's not that guy, he won't be that guy, then you got to trade his ass. But if you watch that Indiana series, there's a big part of it where he was had stretches where he was the best player there, and then they went away from him. You cannot do that going forward.
I've hammered them for what happened in Game 5 in particular.
Like, if we still all agree, your chances of winning a championship are at their zenith here in Cleveland when Evan is the best player on this team, then why wouldn't you do everything you can to ensure that guy has the space to be that best player on the team?
I think in respect to the idea that you can give him opportunity and you can give him more touches and everything, I think right now what they have to balance out is the idea that they had one of the best offenses ever in the NBA. So like if you're going to take the two steps back to go three steps forward,
that's
okay.
Regular season. What was their offense in you and I are actually agreeing here, but like, okay, yeah, you had a great regular season offense. It didn't mean diddly squat in the postseason. Why? Because the spacing is different in the postseason, and because you weren't healthy in fairness, but like, yeah, when you had to break it down to the half court and just go out there and play bully ball, you couldn't do it.
Well, so
despite having two really good bigs in the half court, you couldn't do it offensively.
But this is the part that if you're Kobe Altman, you have to really try to figure out. And this is where the process over results part of the conversation comes in too, because the offense did look great in the Miami series. And then there were games where the offense looked more than acceptable and more than fine. Now, I'm not going to do the Altman thing where he tells you all the stats.
How many points
all the
they
stats
scored.
Where they were awesome. Yeah,
Those points were
skewed in some of the games, so I'm not going to try to make some sort of case for it. But if you're Altman, then do you overreact based off of a five-game stretch against Indiana?
I think this is where it's not just about the playoffs. This is about the... It's about these guys taking the next step together.
No, but you mentioned the playoffs in the context of they had the second best NBA offense in the history of the game. What did they do in the postseason? So in many respects, it is about the postseason.
So it's both. Like, it is about, all right, this is where we are 3 years in. You're not getting rid of Donovan. He's tremendous. And you continue to be enticed by the abilities of Evan Mobley. And almost every chance that kid has gotten in the playoffs or in the regular season to be somebody, he takes up that mantle. He does. And the problem is it gets ripped away. Why? Because there are too many cooks in the kitchen offensively. And I'm not saying you'll be the same offense with Evan as more of a focal point if it's Donovan then Evan or Evan then Donovan as opposed to three of the core four. But I think you got to try it. And I don't know that Darius's value, guys, I don't want to trade the person that is Darius. I'm dealing specifically with Darius's build, how the team is built, and where this thing needs to go. You have too many high usage players here, and it's suffocating the opportunities for Evan to be who he should be. And I don't know why you'd wait another year on that other than, well, I drafted Darius Garland fifth, and I really like him as a person.
Well, or they might just say going from age 23, where you average 18 points a game, to then go age 24 and make that massive jump might be too much to put on his plate for just one season.
But how can you say that when...
I'm just telling you what I think they might say.
Well, what I mean is, like, I think that's a cop-out. If that's what they would say...
Because most of the NBA is a gradual. It's a gradual jump up. That's why, again, Giannis took him 7 years before he started getting MVP votes. It's a gradual progression to all of this.
But the rebuttal to that is... This is about touches. This is about touches per game, touches, and when they happen within a sequence, and he's not getting favorable touches. He certainly didn't in the postseason. For most of that postseason, he wasn't getting them early in the shot clock. He wasn't getting the favorable looks. That's all about how the offense was designed and how it was breaking down. You cannot have that again. If Evan Mobley isn't your best player next year, it is a massive failure that is not just about Evan Mobley. And it will be on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Why? Because we wanted to run it back because we like selling tickets and we're comfortable where we are. That's fine. Comfortable is where you die. 216-474-0092. What makes you optimistic about Evan Mobley? And I think we're going to continue on with this conversation. Is it more on Evan or is it more on the Cavs to get more out of him? More from you guys next on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.